Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about the gospel for a couple of minutes, and hopefully you are encouraged. This past week, we wrapped up the longest sermon series of my pastoral career, such as it is, 22, 23 sermons on questions people asked Jesus and then the questions he asked in his resurrected state. So I connected those two on Easter and was struck again and again and again by the mellowness of the resurrected Christ and the miracles being so low-key. And each one of them in each conversation is a reminder to followers of Jesus that they have a role to play. When I was first hired as a pastor in St. Louis, we used to talk about the way that the former pastor had summarized the gospel. And he would say, "You're a mess and you're loved." And that's wonderful news. And that's not all there is to it. You have a role to play. I remember the first time that I heard John Eldredge, one of my favorite speakers, speak, and he talked for like 6 hours. And it was on his book, The Journey of Desire, and he used videos, and he's funny, and he used music. But what was compelling wasn't that. It was that he got the gospel right, that you're a mess and you're loved, but he also got the gospel right, that it includes being drawn into this story. Being drawn into not only a kingdom, but kingdom work. It is one of the sweetest parts of the gospel. And what's so beautiful about it in these resurrection narratives is Thomas has his three problems, doubts, things he doesn't believe, and then one kind of ultimatum. So Jesus shows up and makes three offers and gives one strong encouragement, which propels Thomas into mission. Google what he did as a disciple after Jesus's resurrection. So cool. Same thing with Peter. He had denied Jesus the night of Jesus's horrific farce of a trial. And so Jesus moves right towards him and restores him as many times as he denied him. And I assume you know something about the story of Peter sharing the gospel and eventually being martyred and being a Christian that a billion people say they have followed today, have followed him into following Christ, meaning the Catholic Church. Regardless of what you think of it, it's remarkable how Peter followed. And similarly with the other disciples, and similarly with you and with me, the gospel is that you're a mess and you're loved, although I would say it actually starts with love. And you're a mess and need the finished work of Christ to be reconciled with God. But it's not only that. It's not just that. It's also that we're called into a kingdom story that we get to participate. And I think with age, perhaps, or time, or wisdom, or friendship, we don't envy one another's gifts as much. And so I don't want to talk too much about that, but I hope you don't envy other people's gifts, because you have been given gifts and limits on purpose by God as he draws you into your unique role in his spiritual family. I just sing it louder or softer, right? Sometimes I'll hear someone singing, and as a younger man, I used to be jealous of that. I hope that you're not jealous of other people's gifts. Sometimes people are impressed that I'm a decent public speaker, and I laugh because there are a lot of settings where I'm actually a terrible public speaker, because one kind of speaking is not like another. When I see the men and women who volunteer in our kitchens, I'm typically a little bit jealous, because I know that most of them know things about oil and salt and pepper and meat that I don't know, and I'm learning. And my point is to remind you not of your calling. I spoke about that a lot over the last couple of weeks, and if you want to listen to those sermons, they're on the interwebs. But it's to remind you of something far more profound, which is that Jesus calls us in love into his love and gives us a role to play in sharing that with the whole world where we find ourselves. It is a beautiful part of the gospel. It is an essential part of the gospel, and every resurrection story alludes to it or speaks to it. That's it for 5 More Minutes this week. I hope that you're encouraged.